Good afternoon. Today is Thursday, March the 29th, 89th day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon are, well, I don't know if I should describe you guys as the Rhododendron Parade Coordinating Team.
That sounds good.
That sounds fancy.
Nothing wrong with that.
Or guys from Southwest Rotary.
Old Town. You would be
wannabes at Old Town. So, yeah, if you were really amping up, then we'd be going to the Eureka Club, but we'll just kind of keep you. I think we'll stick with the Rhododendron Coordination Team. How's that?
Sounds good.
All right. So this afternoon, we'll spend a little bit of time talking about the upcoming parade, the activities that are going on. It will be in April, as we just got over the Jazz Festival. We got Easter. Then we got the Rhododendron events, and we'll talk with Mr. Kingshill, Mr. Petrucia, about what the Rhododendron Festival and Parade is all about when we come back.
I'm Jim Mongi, principal of St. Mary's Catholic School and Preschool. Our preschool program is designed to teach and model basic educational and social skills that children will need for success in kindergarten. Students learn about numbers, shapes, and colors. They begin pre-reading and writing. They develop problem-solving and sharing skills. They learn that school is fun. St. Mary's Preschool provides the foundation for a lifetime of learning. Give us a call today at 822-3877, license number 125-401-910.
Good afternoon, KINS. News and information time is 416. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Tom Kingshill and Chuck Petrucia. But before we do, our quote this afternoon comes from Dostoevsky. Now, I could try to pronounce his first name, F-Y-O-D-O-R. Fedor?
That sounds good.
But that sounds like a hat, so I'm not going to do that.
Maybe they were in the hat business.
Perhaps.
It's Fedora, though, for the hat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, maybe this was the familial version, yes. If it were considered desirable to destroy a human being, the only necessary would be to give his work a character of uselessness.
Ooh.
I know. It's a little heavy, but, you know, I want you guys to feel as if you are being appreciated by handling the activity that you've so willingly engaged.
Oh, we know we are. We hear it every time.
The Rhododendron Festival.
We've been doing it for a long time.
Yeah, I know, I know. You guys are graybeards, too. The Rhododendron Festival has gone through a series of different evolutions. Where do you guys put the current evolution? Make it bigger, make it better, make it focused, make it more inclusive. What do you see this current phase of the Rhododendron activities?
Well, you're right in that I remember the McGarrigan Daily days where there was a festival where the merchants would line the streets with sidewalk sales, and that was a chapter that we've turned the page on. And when the Chamber of Commerce essentially declared that it was going to be no more is when our Old Town Rotary Club picked it up. So I would say we're still in the growth phase. You know, we had a great parade last year. We had the Budweiser Clydesdales involved, and that brought over 20,000 folks out to watch a parade, which was really exciting. And this year, with our theme and with our headliner band that's coming from the state of Washington, we only see it getting more fun.
You know, we've been doing this. Our club has been doing it for over 25 years, where we've been involved and helped run it. And you know, Chuck and I have both gone through years of seeing ups and downs, and we took it over 3 years ago. This is our fifth already, you know, that we've actually run the whole parade. And even in those 5 years, we've seen ups and downs. And I think last year was probably the best parade that I've been involved in the last 25 years with the Rhodey Parade.
Yeah, I can agree with that, too.
Yeah, I can remember mayhem.
Yeah.
Down by Diaz's place when his dad was still there. And controlled mayhem, I guess, mm-hmm. is a good phrase to start with. How large do you think this thing can get and still have the feeling of a small town, of quaintness, of the things that make it unique?
Well, I think it's more quality than quantity. You know, we used to have, 15 years ago, we'd have over 120 participants, and each participant wasn't necessarily a great participant. You know, I think we're striving more now to get, last year we were at around 98, which is a good amount. You know, it's the parade takes 2 or 3 hours to complete, even with under 100 participants. But we're really looking for the quality of the people that are involved in it.
Is there still room, guys, for the, I don't want to say kid bands, but the junior high school bands and the high school bands to make it a, not Eureka specific, but a Humboldt County event?
Well, that's this year. That's what we're striving for. Chuck will tell you about.
Yeah, we've got some band participation like no years that I can remember. We've got Fortuna, which is really exciting because Fortuna has a great marching band. We attended a football game and saw just how good a band they are. So we've got a commitment from Fortuna.
Team was pretty good, too.
Oh, yeah. We don't want to talk about that.
Yeah.
And we have band from Smith River Elementary School. And we have Freshwater. And we have Zane, which has always stepped up to the plate and participated. And this year we're also hoping to get Eureka High. And Arcata and McKinleyville at this time don't have marching bands. They have an orchestra and a stage band. So we're even looking to put them on a float, see if we can get their participation. So I think this year we also have a headliner band that we're excited about. It's the Army Band coming from the 1st Corps Army Band from Joint Base Lewis McChord, Washington. So they're about a 45-member marching band, and they're going to bring with them this year the Color Guard. And as our theme this year is Service Above Self, a tribute to our veterans, this is going to be a great showcase band. And we feel that the band participation is going to be our best ever.
That's really part of what most people project into us, whether it's a small or a large parade, are bands.
You bet.
Usually, yeah. I mean, you think to the Rose Bowl parade or Macy's parade, even the ones that are really the really highfalutin ones, all have got the marching bands. There's something about the music.
Well, you know, a couple years ago, around 3 years ago, we only had around two or three bands, and we had over 100 participants, but probably a quarter of them were politicians because it was an election year. You know, and it was a down year because the bands, the excitement of the music with the bands really is an attraction for the parade.
You mentioned politicians. Everybody driving in the old cars, I guess, is kind of what the stereotype is. There's no problem with that, though, is there?
Oh, no, not at all.
Okay.
And this year, the political year, so we'll have our numbers will be up for participants because there'll be a lot of politicians, which is not bad.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. It's kind of fun to see the old cars.
Sure.
I think so, too. It gives those mall lay guys someone to carry in their car.
Yeah.
And it's also interesting to see what the politicians do for floats. And, you know, some of them are good. And some of them, it's just the politician walking down the street.
Yeah, some are good. Okay, fair enough. Kind of like the politicians themselves. Some are good. KINS, News and Information Times, 423. We'll be back with more from Chuck Patricia and Tom Kingshill.
Hi, this is Eric from Northwood Chevrolet Hyundai. You know, I think a lot of people forget that we have a great selection of used cars available. We might not have the inventory that some of the larger dealerships do, but I know our quality used cars stack up against anybody else's in the county. Plus the fact, if we don't have something on our lot, come on in, see us, and we can probably find it for you. We have a quality selection of some very nice used cars, what most people were looking for. But again, if we don't have it on our lot, we can probably find it for you at Northwood Chevrolet Hyundai.
Hi, my name is Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, and I invite you to come down. We're open from 8:30 in the morning till 6 o'clock at night for your shopping convenience. Closed Sundays to be with family. And as my dad used to say, don't bring much money. You won't need it. That's Northwood Hyundai, 7th and D, Eureka.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 4:26. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Chuck Patricia and Tom Kingshill, who are part of, or are you the coordinating team for the Road and End?
We are a part of.
I thought
we could never do this by ourselves.
So the question is, are we dealing with the top of the iceberg or the bottom of the iceberg? And we'll just leave that one for people to determine on their own.
I think it's pretty obvious, but yeah. We can't not say thanks to all the ladies down at the Chamber and Jay down at the Chamber for the support they give us. And Melanie at the Advanced Security Systems office is probably three quarters employed by the parade right now, which is... a lot of help. Thank you, Melanie. And
she's having more fun doing that.
I think so. We'll have to ask her.
Yeah.
But I, you know, and then all the Rotarians and community members, from Barbara Walser, who's done it just as long as Tom and I have, all the way to our brand new Rotarians who saying, what, we do a parade? Well, I'll help.
Yeah, and that's, no, you presume that there is a choice. Guys, you were talking a little bit about bringing the band in. I know sometimes, depending on what the event is, they may be able to do it gratis. They may be able to do it at a discount. They have their costs also associated with it. How'd you guys swing that one?
Well, you know, after we had the Clydesdales last year, we realized that, you know, to really make an attraction, we need a headliner.
Big is good, yeah.
Right. Oh, big is good, something that attracts people to come in. And we were looking far and wide for a band. Chuck came up with the idea of having a headliner band, and we looked from colleges to military, and we ended up with the Army Band, First Corps Army Band, and they're bringing how many, 45?
Yeah, 45 plus the Color Guard.
Right. And they're going to, one of the big things, changes that we're having this year is we're going to have a fundraising night the night before at the Eureka Inn Auditorium. Or Eureka High, excuse me, not the Eureka Inn. The Eureka High Auditorium. And
kind of introduce them a little bit to
introduce
the
them. They're going
to
do a 2-hour concert?
Yeah, somewhere around.
Oh, really? A full, uh-huh.
Stage
full
band
on,
concert.
Whole nine.
Right. They are excited to come.
Oh, that's very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this will help offset some of their costs. We're looking for donations, about $5 for a ticket for a child, up to 10 for an adult. And we have 750 tickets. And right now, we don't have all the locations on where you can buy those tickets other than the Eureka Chamber. And so Eureka Chamber does
so
have
to. You're not really hoping to have the need to have any walk-up. You're hoping to be able to sell it out before the event?
I think we will.
Yeah, this is a class act. And for that kind of money, we're just looking to pay their gas money down and pay for their hotel rooms.
And their food.
And a couple of their meals.
Right.
Yeah.
So with that as an opportunity to see these guys, I wouldn't imagine it's going to take away from what they do on the street as they're walking.
They wanted to do a third performance. And I said, no, after the parade, Tom and I will be under a shade tree drinking beer. I don't think we have time for another.
Well, did they invite you guys?
No, but they're wanting to.
So there is an opportunity then to have another one.
Yes, there is. They want a third performance. They're here to travel that far.
Yeah, as long as they're here, why not?
Yeah, so we're not done thinking about that yet.
Oh, good. Well, glad to know that you're still thinking.
We try to keep thinking.
Yeah. That's a tough ball to keep moving.
Uh-huh.
Isn't it? Yeah,
that's right.
Oh, you. One of you guys had mentioned in the earlier segment about the theme. You referenced a theme that it's really focusing on the veterans. Have you been able to get the Coasties involved? And I know that the local naval group, you know, there's a pretty strong contingent, the Honor Flight guys. Are they all kind of interwoven through this whole thing?
Yeah, they'll all be there. You know, and then we've had in the past, well, Honor Flight was really involved last year. They'll be there again this year. And then one that we have every year is the Korean War vets. They're always there with a big group of floats, and I'm sure they'll be back also, so.
Yeah, plus our Grand Marshals this year are the Eureka police officers that are returning from Afghanistan and in our National Guard. Greg Hill, Josh Sapola, Chris Kraps, Gary Cooper, and Tori Sapola. I guess they don't all work for the Eureka police, but they all are Humboldt County boys that just have come back from Afghanistan. So we're not only honoring them as our Grand Marshals, but all returning veterans.
That's a big old car.
That's a big car.
Put everybody in that one. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 4:31.
Now a minute of sunshine for Humboldt. We think of the Coast Guard as being gallant lifesavers, and they are. However, there's another side of the Coast Guard, faceless bureaucrats far away. 3 years ago, one wrote to the Humboldt County Fair Association to say they wanted back the Mendocino Lighthouse lens that's been atop the county fair's main entrance for 63 years. The fair offered to build a new building for the lens. A citizen group, Save Our Lens, began to raise money. Then the Ferndale Museum offered to give the lens a new home. Most letters to the Coast Guard have gone unanswered. 2 weeks ago, though, in an undated letter, the Coast Guard warned Ferndale it would soon send a Lampus to begin removing the lens. They didn't say when he'd arrive or give his name, but we think it's Grinch. In Rome 2,000 years ago, the famous orator Cicero spoke of the arrogance of officialdom. If he were here today, he'd put those Coast Guard bureaucrats in that category. Sunshine for Humboldt is a nonprofit civic association dedicated to the people and places that make this a good place to live.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 4:35. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Tom Kingshill and Chuck Petruccio about the upcoming Rhododendron Festival, which is almost a perfect 4 weeks from now.
We're excited. I think we're almost ready.
Yeah, almost ready. Well, that's scary to be ready that far out, because, you know, then it just gives you so much opportunity to rethink things.
Well, the biggest problem is that we take people and probably the day before.
So, is that true with floats?
Mm-hmm.
Shalice is going to be mad you said that.
Yeah. No, yeah.
Every year we get him in the last minute.
And you know where he works. He's dead meat. Yeah, just pretty much. What do you guys look for as the ideal float, or a float that will add to the event rather than being one of the inferior floats?
Well, I think any float that has a bunch of kids on it is good.
Any float that references the theme of honoring or a tribute to our veterans is
right.
Good.
You know, and then you can just tell floats that people have actually put some time in.
Have a flower or two, maybe even a roadie.
Yeah, a couple roadies on them.
It was kind of traditional at one point to go around some of the local gardens and nail rhododendron flowers, particularly those in the city and the county parks at that time. Is that still encouraged?
People do it.
Well, I understand that. They also nail our roadies at home.
Uh-huh.
Big deal. They do it. But do you guys have any recommendations? Do you prefer when you're doing, I know the judging is just kind of a fun thing, live plants versus cuts? I mean, is there any distinction from your perspective? Would you like to see, some of the roadies that are on the floats put in the ground somewhere? I mean, is there any involvement in that direction?
That's a great concept there, Brian. But no, we just want the floats to be decorated by the business or the group or the organization that's going to be fittingly represent them in the community. And so I know Jack Rickey at Schaefer's Ace Hardware has taken roadies, and we always decorate our Henderson Center stage with live plants. And a number of the different participants have live plants on board. And sure, as the Rhododendron Festival, we'd love to see that. But to cut flowers too, and I got to tell a quick story. Robert Lewis, he passed away last year, but we used to rob his roadie yard out in Walnut. I think it's on Walnut in Eureka. And a couple years we didn't call him. He called us and said, "Hey, are you coming to get my flowers? I got some beautiful purple ones getting ready to bloom." So I think it's a combination. You know, Carson Park has some beautiful roadies at Park.
Yeah, they get nailed pretty regularly, don't they?
And so does Sequoia Park Zoo. I don't know that is legal, but...
And probably going out to Azalea Park in McKinleyville would be frowned on.
Yeah.
Since it's a state park. Yeah.
Hopefully the people that have the floats go and ask before they take the roadies, but...
Concept, huh? Yeah.
But to decorate a float, we leave it up to the organization most of the time, and there's been some great ones. I know Redwood Capital Bank always puts together a great float, and there's a number of others that always, the radio station, The Point, has some... great folks on theirs every single year. And we always have KHSU. We think they dress up for our parade, but that's how they look at every event. And they do just a bang-up job, and they're usually one of those ones at the tail end of the parade and one of the ones, like Tom mentioned, that signs up the day before. But we've come to expect that and appreciate that. And
if you're flexible enough.
Yeah. And then there's always the Shriners. Everyone looks forward to seeing the Shriners out there in their small cars, and they're there every year. They take up, probably one float takes up enough room for five or six floats. So
that's right. They got the mini cars. I remember back when they used to have the band.
They have a band. It's
also
in a car. It's on a flatbed.
Right.
But they do.
We have pictures of Grandpa marching. Leading the cast of characters.
Well, the Shriners last year came from Petaluma, from Medford.
It's
from
almost
Crescent
a regional
City.
Thing for
it
them.
It is definitely a regional. And some are clowns, some are in the cars. Like Tom said, you don't have a parade without the Shriners being involved.
Yeah. What about the Rhododendron Society? Are they involved in the event at all? Do they have an opportunity to be part of it?
You're full of good ideas today.
Yeah.
When you talk to certain Rotarians, you get ideas.
They should have a float.
Yeah. Well, you know, I know they used to have the garden, the exhibit as part of the rhododendron weekend activities, and their sale and their auctions and all that kind of stuff. So I didn't know if there was any involvement currently with them or any outreach, or if they would be somebody who would take the roadies if you buy live ones for your float.
Oh, wouldn't that be a great idea? Yeah. You know, I do remember past participation by that group because they would always have a contest, like a painting or a photographic contest. And for a number of years, we used their entries as our poster. So it'd be good to reach out to them again, Brian. Thanks for that.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Any time to drag up old memories, old thoughts, you betcha. Is the route the same? We talked about so much of the stuff. Is the route the same?
Route's been the same for the 25 years that we've been involved in it. You know, I'm sure it's been the same for all 47 years, you know.
7th H. Anderson?
You got it.
Okay.
Yeah.
You guys haven't had to flip it like we did with the truckers.
You know, we've had requests to shorten it, but
really?
It just worked out. Yeah, that's a long ways to
it's
march
a long,
if
it's
you're
a long
marching
walk.
Band or a long
it was
ways
about
to
about 2.5-3 miles?
Well, you know, a lot of the participants actually give out candy. And I know that Renner Petroleum has done it for the last 4 years, and they always run out of candy at Henderson Center. So everyone from Henderson Center to Wintco doesn't have
so
a chance
a
to have candy.
So it's a planning issue then
yes.
for the Renner team.
You need to have more
candy. That's kind of what I thought that it might boil down to. Well, and this is, to distinguish this from some of the other events, this is one where you can distribute candy.
Right.
Rather than
you like, can't throw candy.
Yeah, like for us,
you know, we always
it's in the rider or
right.
the insurance rider. You cannot,
right.
cannot. If you do, they won't provide the insurance coverage for it.
Right. The only problem is throwing, so we have to stop. You know, people from throwing candy at the
underhand toss.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. We learned the overhand thing. You know, trying to do the curveball really was frowned upon.
Right.
You know,
right.
particularly by the little guys catching it with their foreheads. So giving away. There's no problem with that?
No.
Any goodies?
Any goodies you want.
Very cool. You look like you're getting ready to say something, Chuck.
Well, I just want to remember to mention our great sponsors. It was, like you said a few years ago, that we weren't going to have a parade, and we called on some of these sponsors, and they're pillars of our community. And when we called on them this year, we did it through an email and a few phone calls, and they stepped right up, and I just don't want to forget to mention them.
Well, let's do that when we come back then.
Sounds good.
KINS, News and Information Times 443. We'll be back with more from Chuck Petruccia and Tom Kingsale.
We have to remember to talk.
The flame of learning is lit daily at St. Bernard's.
Hi, this is Craig Brown, Dean of Students and Campus Ministry at St. Bernard's Catholic School. We're praying in these days how we can create an even more definite presence of Christ in the world around us. We pray we all have an opportunity to stop the rush of this time of year to give profound thanks for the many blessings our Lord has showered on us.
St. Bernard's High School and Elementary School, making a difference in lives for today and tomorrow.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 445. We're back to talk shop this afternoon about the Rhododendron Festival with Tom Kingsale and Chuck Petruccia. Guys, when is the date in April?
April 28th.
10 a.m.
So you do suggest then that people bring along their radios so that they can still participate in the shopping show and enjoy.
Oh, definitely,
the
no question. I'm gonna have my earphones in listening
there
to the shopping
and
show
and your cell phone.
Uh huh.
Yeah, just
yeah.
in case.
Just
yeah.
in case I need to purchase something.
Okay. Before the break, Chuck, you were alluding to the sponsors and that the business community has stepped up and really helped you guys help the community.
That's right, because as we mentioned, we're bringing the headliner band down from the state of Washington, and then we're making contributions to each band department's operating fund that is going to participate. So we've got folks like Jack and Michelle Rickey, who've done it year after year, has donated $1,000 from Schaefer's Ace Hardware, and Evelyn Giddings and all the branches put together at Umpqua Bank put together in $1,000. Green Diamond. The second we asked, it came back, as they always do, contribute to our community. They gave $500, as did Redwood Capital and John Dolby and all the staff. That's always fun because John has always given when we ask, but they've also always been great participants with the float and the parade, which is a big part.
There's no truth to the rumor they're going to strap him up on his Harley on a flatbed this year.
We would give them the $500 back.
Yeah, that would be great to see that.
Well, and then maybe it's a chance for those who receive some things, some of the candies that they might not be really enthralled with, to give them back.
There you go.
Okay.
We got to get Brian on
another idea.
I think you need to be on our committee, Brian.
Yeah, we'll see. Uh-huh.
And then, like I said, PG&E, Pacific Seafoods, Ron Hensley, Rick and Lisa Harris down there, and the Humboldt County Sheriff's Organization. And a funny call I got when I was on my way over here, Times Printing has for years donated the cost of the poster that we hang around town. And so I called Lane Strope on his cell phone, and he goes, hello. I said, hey, Lane, this is Chuck. And he goes, yes, go back to work. I said, you don't even know why I'm calling. He goes, it's the only reason you call me. Yes, I'll print the poster, go back to work.
See, now that's a true Eureka Rotarian, stepping up to the plate.
That is.
You also mentioned a couple others, but I thought I wouldn't apple polish too much.
That's right. And then we have the in-kind donations of the Time Standard and Channel 3. We
O&M Industries, Humboldt Sanitation. You know, the Eureka Police Department is really involved in, you know, making it run smoothly.
Kind of the infrastructure of the
Eureka. Oh, yeah.
Well, Terry Long, he organizes all the volunteers to block the intersections and
yeah, we wouldn't be able to do it without the Eureka.
Oh, that's
Police
a huge amount of work,
and
if you don't understand it, just pay attention sometime. Just coordinating it, let alone actually doing it.
Yeah. That is one fun part about the parade is that we have the same folks doing so many different jobs. It's okay, same old, and that's what you get with the Rotarians.
As you, like you said with Lane, yep.
Yeah, get back to work.
Enough. So if folks are interested in more information, is it through the Chamber, is it through Southwest Rotary? Is there a website specifically for the parade itself?
You bet. www.rhodyparade.com will take you to their website. We've got free registration, so anyone that wants to participate, there is no entry fee. You can also stop by the Eureka Chamber of Commerce and pick one up in paper form.
But there's no need to go by any particular business and put more stuff on their staff, even though Mr. Kingsill is willing to do that with other staff. That's kind of what I thought. Thanks for coming by, guys.
Thank you, Brian. Appreciate it.
We've been talking shop this afternoon with Tom Kingsill and Chuck Petrucia. Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Perfect.